the fact that they're opening this up to universities and just anybody off the street. And what that means is anybody off the street who has $99 to get the console component can actually build games in a very fast fashion that run on both the PC and the console. This is as revolutionary as the World Wide Web in 1994, when we learned that anybody and their grandmother could build a web page.
I'm Rio Pacino for PodTech.net. In case you haven't heard already, Microsoft dropped a bombshell on the gaming industry, announcing the release of its XNA Game Tools Express for Windows and the Xbox 360. Microsoft hopes the software will welcome in aspiring game developers, but not just individual game designers. More than 10 universities are adding XNA into their game design coursework. One of those schools is the University of Southern California's GamePipe Labs, headed by director Michael Zaida. How's it going, Michael?
Very good. We're having a great time at USC. Monday, we start our new degree program. So we've got a bachelor's and a master's in computer science specializing in game development. They're cross-disciplinary degrees. We've got about 100 students. They're totally excited, and we're gearing up for the onslaught and a lot of fun this semester.
Now, I'm calling you to talk to you about Microsoft's XNA Game Studio Express. However, before we get into that, I'd like to get some insight in regards to GamePipe Labs and what it's about and when it got started.
Okay, GamePipe Labs started about January 2005, and the mission of the lab is research, development, and education on technologies and design for the future of interactive games. So we look at the game industry, and the game industry is going to double in size in the next 24 months, and they have no source for new employees. So we wanted to build a degree program from the engineering perspective on how to engineer games and the technology for games in the future. So we started January 2005 with the research program, and we start the degree program on Monday.
Now, Michael, news just broke in regards to Microsoft's XNA Game Studio Express. 10 universities, including yours, are actually implementing this program into their classes. Now, how did the idea of integrating XNA into GamePipe come about?
Well, first, it came about because I'm close friends with some of the development team, and the development team was looking for a university that was strong from the engineering side, that was into games, that could actually field this new tool set. I mean, the exciting thing about XNA environments is that when you go and build a game on the PC, that it then will also run on the Xbox 360. So this is really a very revolutionary thing.
Now, how exactly will GamePipe use XNA software tools into their game design coursework, and when will students get to use it?
Well, we have we're examining the options of where to deploy it at the moment. We're looking at perhaps in the Principles of Software Development course that's being rewritten for the game student, or we're looking at our game engine programming class. We teach our students in the games degree. They go through a class on how to program game engines, and XNA is a natural.
Will you guys be using the PC version, or will these students get free Xbox 360s?
Well, you know, I'm sure they'll all come with Xbox 360s, but we have a lab full of PCs right now, so we'll deploy it on the PCs. We're hoping that we can get a generous donation from Microsoft to set up Xbox 360s for the lab.
What makes XNA any different from other programming tools that you guys already have?
Well, I think the difference is the fact that you can build one source base, one source tree, and have it work on two platforms. That's a pretty big deal, because right now in the game industry, when you go and say build a game for the PC, you then have to go back and say, well, I want to build it for the console. And you actually historically have had a pretty big set of software rewriting to get it onto the console. With this development from Microsoft, you're going to be able to have basically one source code and basically cut your costs in half. the fact that they're opening this up to universities and just anybody off the street. And what that means is anybody off the street who has $99 to get the console component can actually build games in a very fast fashion that run on both the PC and the console. This is as revolutionary as the World Wide Web in 1994, when we learned that anybody and their grandmother could build a web page.
The idea seems like a win-win situation for both Microsoft and aspiring game developers, as you just mentioned. It's just another avenue for aspiring game developers to get into the game, and at a cheap price, $99. I mean, that's just unheard of.
It's from the university education standpoint, it's pretty good. From the I want to get into the game industry standpoint, it's pretty good. One of the things that Microsoft does have to solve is that, you know, a lot of the game development companies already have their own engines, and they have versions of those engines that work on all of the different platforms. So the hardest part of this whole transition will be to get Microsoft to work with those development partners to move over to the XNA code.
Now, are there any other problems that you see with XNA?
That's, I think, the biggest one. You know, for example, if you went to Epic Games has the most, you know, the fantastic Unreal 3 engine. And if you were to talk to Mark Rain at Epic Games, he would say, we have spent a cumulative $35 million building this engine. So for them to make a commitment to XNA is a pretty pricey proposition. Perhaps Microsoft is going to have to work with them to make that transition, and both sides will have to determine, does it make financial sense?
Right. It's
a great announcement from the university perspective. I think it's, from the corporate perspective, it's got a way to go.
It does, but you know, it's still the beginning, and there's still plenty of time for Microsoft to get this going on the right track. One of the other advantages, I think, in regards to XNA is that Microsoft now has another avenue to find creative developers and perhaps get new game ideas. Aspiring game designers, they also get to practice their craft on the cheap, and who knows, maybe get a job in the process. Do you think that could lead to something like that, coming out with a program like this, where Microsoft could use this as a tool to recruit potential game developers for their company?
Well, you know, you're actually at an interesting moment in time, because the question has been, how do you get into the game industry? And so, you know, what people do in the game industry is when they see an ad or they meet with a company, say at GDC or at E3, they'll do an interview and they'll provide a demo reel of stuff. Here's the game I had built. Here's the piece that I did in the game. And what will happen with XNA opening this up so that kids in high school could even get working on this is that there will be some excitement from the kids to learn to build a game, and maybe actually steer them to understand that they actually have to go get more education. And so what I think the boon Microsoft is going to generate, this boon of people interested in building games, maybe the real beneficiary will be me at the university, you know, which is kids will be able to get to a certain point with their game of, I need to know more, I got to get that bachelor's in games from USC. And so I think that's what we may be more beneficiary than Microsoft. Microsoft will be the beneficiary after we graduate the people.
Is it fair to say that XNA will be the YouTube of video games, like many people are saying so far?
I think it has the potential for it. But, you know, the interesting thing is, a one-person game can only get so far. You know, but I could imagine that high schools could actually build little clubs where, you know, 4- and 5-person game development teams get together, you know, after school and go and build games and put them up on the web. I think that could be quite exciting.
Now, this is something I wish I had as a kid. I mean, I'm an avid gamer. I game every day, and I don't think I'll stop playing video games ever. This is just an unbelievable announcement and a shocking one at that. However, this isn't the first time that something like this has come about. I mean, Sony came out with a program called Net Your Rose, I think it was 1997, and that ultimately failed. What are the differences between Microsoft's XNA and Sony's Net Your Rose, and what are the chances that Microsoft suffers the same fate?
Well, you know, the Sony one was $700, and you know, for some young kid to go buy a $700 piece of software, heck, even me, when I go to buy a $700 piece of software, I have like, you know, I can't get my credit card out of my wallet, itis, you know, and so I think $99, and you go, oh yeah, no problem, I can buy that, and I think, you know, this. I think parents may buy that for their kids. They'll say, what a great birthday present or a holiday present. And I think the pricing is exactly right.
What kind of games do you see being developed on the XNA platform? Now, will we see, say, the next Halo, or will we see a bunch of lower quality games or games such as Street Fighter II, those retro games that you see on Xbox Live Arcade?
Well, you know, if you think what are kids going to build, and they, you know, a good way for the kids to start is maybe think of a 2D game, and they'll probably, the first thing they're going to want to build is they're going to want to build a fighting game, and the first thing they're going to want to do is, you know, I've got my Xbox 360 over here and it's on the network, and my friend's got his Xbox 360 over there, and the first thing they're going to want to build is a fighting game that plays across the net. You know, it could be as simple as the original Space Wars, and when they get a little bit more skill, they may move into 3D. Okay, so I think that's what will happen. People will build the things that they're capable of from the art resource perspective. But if you go and look at the XNA demos and the sample game that they're going to give you, it's a full 3D game. That's probably the biggest issue, is learning to program a 3D game. Maybe beyond the math skills of some of these folks.
All right, Michael, well, good luck with GamePipe Labs. Hopefully you'll be getting more students with the announcement that you are implementing Microsoft's XNA Game Studio Express into GamePipe. And thanks a lot for the podcast.
Thank you much for the time for the interview.